All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and every time we talk to the folks over at Sugar Mountains, I want to get over there and start tubing. Very little skill involved in tubing.
I'll tell you what, they're still getting up involved.
Very few injuries.
Not
far to fall.
You know what? It's still scary. In October, I went to the South Carolina State Fair, reported it here on the Carolina Outdoors, but one of the top, I guess, rides, if you will, at the South Carolina State Fair for, well, I won't say me, but for my family, is the big giant slide. And they'll give you a gunny sack, and you climb the stairs to the very top of this big giant slide. You sit on the gunny sack, which sounds easy, but I'm telling you, getting down that low on the slide on the gunny sack is made for young people. And then you slide this the ups and downs of this waving hill all the way down to the bottom. And then you have to get up.
It's more fun in the snow, Bill.
I think so. You haven't seen all of my children trying to pull me up so I could go again. It only takes once. And I used to love roller coasters, and I used to love the big slide. But now I'm only both. I only have about one in me each time. That's what I think about snow tubing as well. I think plopping down in that tube, actually, I might could do that, but getting up out of that tube at the bottom, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, I hope you think that's interesting. I don't know if it is or not. But
I was just had a visual on Bill struggling to get up.
Well, that's exactly what's going on in your mind is how it looks.
Looks like Bambi on ice, don't you?
Not on the tube, no. Welcome, everyone, back to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here. You can listen to us, of course, early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio, but you can also listen to us via podcast. All you have to do is head over where podcasts are listened to, type in Carolina Outdoors and up we'll pop. Subscribe. If you like it, review it. Let others know so that they can do a little bit of listening as well. Don Yeager there, Bill Barty here. I mentioned Sarah Pay was going to be on with us to talk a little bit about exercise. She's an exercise coach, wellness coach, fitness trainer, amongst other things, and over at Kinetic Heights off of Providence Road. But she is on the slopes as well. So we didn't get her on, Don, but it made me want to break down kind of what we started talking about in the opening segment, where people do make resolutions. You do a calendar. I haven't been doing any resolutions the past decade or more because I think I failed in all my resolutions. So I continue onward. But some of the rules of a resolution, they say, are to start small and be realistic. So many times people have this big, hearty goal that's maybe too large to accomplish, and therefore it is not accomplished because, as they say, to eat that elephant one bite at a time, so you should do your resolutions as well. Change on behavior. Well, that's harder to...
easy to say, hard to do.
That's right. Another thing is to talk about it. So many times, of course, here we are on the Carolina Outdoors talking about this topic, but when you set a resolution, you're supposed to talk about it.
And I guess that leads to accountability.
That's exactly right. That's what I wrote down beside it. If you talk about it with family, with friends, let people know this goal that you're taking on, the people that care about you may help encourage and keep you accountable, checking in on you to see how it is going. And along those lines, Don, the next line is don't beat yourself up.
Allow others to do that.
Well, they'll do that
right,
anyway.
That's part of accountability, where they knock you upside the head and say, hey, you're not doing what you said you were going to do.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, and that is... that is the good part. Don't beat yourself up if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, towards that resolution. Just don't be too critical of yourself along the way. And in the same realm of that, seek support. So if you're trying to quit smoking, which so many people do, although people don't smoke the way they used to,
No, they vape now, whatever that's all about.
Seek support from stopping vaping. Quit looking over there at TJ either, Don. I don't know why you're looking over there. Along those lines, lose weight and get fit are one of the top resolutions that people set, as well as reading more, quitting smoking, getting a new job, drink less, and spending time with their family, as well as learning a new skill.
You know the least likely resolution of anybody?
No.
Work harder.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
Yeah, you never brought that up, did you?
None
of that. Nope. We're going to lose weight. We're going to play more. We're going to read more. We're going to relax more. We're going to ski more. We're going to fish more. Nobody's out there saying, I'm going to work harder. Watch me. I'm going to work harder. Hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah. I don't want to sign up for that work harder thing. That sounds like a bad resolution.
Okay. Resolutions that are easy to keep.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, there's one resolution. Many of you may be listening to the Carolina Outdoors via the airwaves of WBT Radio, and we need to let you in on just a little something that happens occasionally on a Saturday. And do not be too alarmed when you tune in 5 a.m. to 6 on the airwaves of WBT Radio, and you do not hear Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty right here. It is because we have been preempted, and we are in a serious relationship here on the Carolina Outdoors with the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. And through football season, and guess when they play football games usually, is on a Saturday.
At 5 a.m.?
No, that's a whole other part of the relationship. But also, who would have thought they played basketball on Saturdays as well?
At 5 a.m.?
Occasionally. They don't play at 5 a.m., but when they do play on Saturday, it moves the programming around on WBT Radio. And therefore, some of the other people may come in. Of course, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, we're all about spending your money at Jesse Brown's to get you active in the outdoors, whether it be the Carolina outdoors or any of the outdoors with what we sell there, Patagonia, the North Face, fly fishing, hiking boots, backpacks, that sort of thing. But there are some other financial programs that squeeze into the 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot when the Tar Heels are playing on Saturday. So if you wake up early, or maybe you're coming in late listening to WBT Radio and you do not hear us, that's where you can go to jessebrowns.com or WBT.com or wherever you may listen to a podcast and clue into the Carolina Outdoors that way. Because the guys who are helping you and gals helping you retire, save money, make money in the stock market or however wise, they're doing that so that maybe you can come spend all that money at Jesse Brown's along the way.
So you're saying we're the flexible people in the relationship, huh? Somebody's got to give, and it's going to be us. We're the flexible guys. We're malleable.
That's the first time you'll hear me being used in the term flexible back to getting up off of the
if
big
I'm
slide
not here,
at the
I'm
state
fishing.
Fair. Anyway, so that is that. We need to take a quick break, Don. We're going to come back on the other side. We not only are celebrating 50 years anniversary-wise at Ski Sugar, Jesse Brown's in 2020 is celebrating 50 years as well. We have a whole bunch of programming, at least the first 3 months of the year, that we'd like to share a little bit with you in the next segment. So if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors via WBT or that podcast that we have available for you, stay tuned for the next segment and all of the things that you can do in the next 3 months at Jesse Brown's.